Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dermot and Dave.
Mind yourself now. Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
On Today FM.
Because we were talking about Maria and her son Rian destroying the house with pseudo cream.
Yeah.
Did you manage to get it all cleaned up, Maria?
Yeah, I think we lost a car.
Oh.
In the carnage of it all.
No, hang on, a toy car, not one of your cars.
Well, that's a different story. But yeah.
And we got this message in. Lads, I heard you talking about Rian's pseudocrim adventures, but I was wondering if you'd have any advice for me. My little fella is 4 and he gets terrible temper tantrums. I think he's too old for them. My wife disagrees and says it's all part of growing up. What can we do about them? So we've asked Aoife Lee from Parent Support to chat about tantrums today for Mind Yourself Now. Hey Aoife, how are you?
Morning everybody, all is good. How are you guys?
We're great. Tantrums, let's deal with the first part of that. Is 4 too old for a temper tantrum?
4 or 44. when it comes to, tantrums, I think... God love the toddlers. I think they get a bad name for themselves because tantrums can come in every form, no matter what age the kids are. But certainly, you know, even from about 18 months onwards, that's typically when we see the kids getting a lot more assertive. They're exploring more. But at the same time, they've got great difficulty understanding. But like what your listener said there, at 4, they do start to understand between right and wrong. But obviously for this little fella, they were struggling at expressing themselves. So as a result, a lot of the time that frustration comes out in behaviour. And that's often what we see as parents.
And are there people... children or not, are there people who are just prone to having a temper and therefore a tantrum, whether they're a 44-year-old person in an office who slams the door and storms out of a meeting, or someone like a 4-year-old who just doesn't want to eat his dinner and is stomping on the ground? I mean, are they the same thing?
Well, no. The difference with smaller children is that they can kind of act out, push the boundaries for lots of different reasons. And a lot of it is down to looking for attention, looking for control, being frustrated, upset, tired, hungry. And as a result, that, like I said, impacts on the behaviour and they've difficulty expressing themselves. Obviously, for every parent in the country, we've all got to know our kids even more the last 6 months. They all have different temperaments and personalities. And a lot of parents that I would support and work with, you know, if you've got a family of 5 kids, they're all going to respond differently. And some are strong-willed and, you know, are determined to get their own way. And a lot of the time then, kids learn very quickly what gets us engaged, what gets our attention, what gets our reaction versus, you know, they then become learned behaviours. And obviously then, as we get older, we figure out ways of what works to help our own kind of temper and form.
I think all those things apply, though, to most people I've met in meetings, myself included. Tired, hungry, looking for attention, want to get their own way, you know.
2 to 3, like Maria's Rian is right smack bang in the middle of it. This listener's fella's a little bit older, but 2 to 3 does have a reputation, the terrible twos. I mean, obviously that is to do with the fact that communicating their own feelings and understanding, you know, rules and regulations, it's just difficult for them at that age, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And to be honest with you, for that age, like Maria, for your little lad, a lot of it is about the tone we use, our body language, and you wouldn't believe actually how our kids are tuned in to. They know when we're serious about, you know, the tone we use, and then the body language, like getting down to their level. And although, like, look at, I am in the thick of it myself with my youngest lad, who's 2.5, and we've got 2 older kids, so we've been there, done that already. I think what often as parents we struggle with is typical behaviours are hitting, kicking, biting, pulling hair, screaming. And what parents worry about is this isn't normal when actually it is. Mm. I remember working with a couple once and their child was banging their head off the kitchen tiles and they were freaking out. But the child had learned, well, I want that packet of crisps in the press at 10 in the morning and I know what I have to do to get it. So he proceeded to bang his head and the parents were worried sick and you know, they gave in to him. So yeah, that's what ended up happening. And when we did a piece of work together, they stopped feeding into it, but obviously they had to make sure and protect him that he wasn't going to hurt himself. So there are ways and means of how we can manage these kind of outbursts or situations. But it's hard because smaller kids, they just don't understand, they don't know how, and they're relying on us to support them through it, you know.
What can I do to make him listen? Because he doesn't listen. He hears what you're saying, then does his own thing anyway. He will not, like, don't run out onto the road, and off he goes. Don't run out onto the road. And he's so fast, I can't keep up with him. But I don't know how to get him to actually listen and do what I need him to do.
Yeah, and for again, smaller kids following direction, it's important that we keep our words really short and to the point and clear. Their concentration levels are literally within seconds, they kind of forget or they're distracted. So a lot of the time it's picking a moment when you do need to listen to them, giving a very short and brief statement and phrasing it in the positive rather than the negative. So you mentioned there, you know, don't run out in the road.
Yeah.
It's obviously, you know, first point of call. But it is, if you, and it's one of the like most common directions or instructions we give the kids is stop and don't. I mean, we all hear ourselves saying it about 10 times or 20 times a day. But if you find yourself the next time doing that, follow it up what you want him to do. So, you know, stay with me, I'll keep you safe. Another kind of example would be throwing food in the floor. Of course, to kind of stop throwing food in the floor. It's like, keep your food on the plate, please. But then don't feed into it. Obviously, the road scenario is like safety first, as you said. But sometimes, well, for a lot of the time, we feed into the behaviours, and that's where they escalate. We try and cajole and reason and try and get to the bottom of it when they're absolutely losing it. So the more we feed in, and this really, to be honest with you, goes for any age group for kids. The more we feed in, the more it'll escalate, the more, you know, the more frustrated we become. And the kids do then, they kind of get at a bit of a loss. So as far as listening is concerned, try and keep your words short and sweet and to the point. Get down to his level and, you know, try not insist too much on the eye contact, because that ends up in a row additional to what
you're Maria, stop, you know, standing on the kitchen table and saying to Rian, the cessation of this messing must begin immediately.
He does say to me, he does say, after I've asked him not to do something, he does it anyway. He says, are we best friends, mommy? And then that just melts me and everything's gone.
Do you know actually what's another nice little one that I would often share with my parents? And just my Instagram page is at parent support. I would often do lots of top tips on parenting. But the when then I always share, and it's a real golden nugget one liner. It's like, when you tidy your toys, then we put the TV on. Or when you do your homework, then you go outside. Not that Rian is doing his homework, but just for older kids. You know, when you finish your dinner, then you can go on and watch telly. Or
that's
whatever.
What when my wife is doing to me at home. Okay. When you fix the shelf, then you can play your guitar. I get it. Yeah.
You see, you know what? There's a means to an end for us wives.
There is.
We're always on a mission.
Not feeding into it is a great tip. Are there any other kind of major tips that people should take away from this conversation?
To be honest with you, I think the more consistent we are, the more we follow through on things. So if you have said to your child they can't have something, often we find that the kids will go from 0 to 100 within seconds. And it's because they've learned that I'm not going to kind of potter on down here at 0 to 10. I'm going to rock on up to 100, because that's typically when mom and dad will give in, or whoever the adults are at home. So it's about following through, because that's when the kids will actually take us seriously. And it's not dealing with just an isolated situation. It's trying to be consistent at every level as much as you can. And also, it's not just about how we're going to manage, you know, the difficult behaviours. It is catching the kids being good, like noticing and catching the positive behaviours, spending a bit of time together. Although I know the kids are only back to school and sure, we're delighted. But you know, there's a lot to be said for that consistency and following through, because actions speak louder than words, particularly for the younger kids. And they'll know when we're being serious and when we're finding it a struggle. So, yeah.
Isn't there an element of us overreacting as well and over punishing sometimes, and maybe saying things that we're not going to follow through on? And that kind of leads into this sort of consistency that you were talking about. For instance, if your kid on a Wednesday starts throwing a tantrum and starts acting the idiot, and you go, right, that's it, no PlayStation at the weekend. And you know that by the time the weekend rolls around, you will have softened, you'll have forgotten why you were so angry, and you'll probably give in, which means that a lot of your dramatic threats are actually defeating the purpose a lot of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And the line for that is it's using consequences. So consequences need to be fair, immediate, and pretty much easy to implement. So what you're describing, Dermot, is you're not only making life difficult for the child, but obviously ourselves too, because you're having to stand over that. And really, the chances of you following through with no gaming device for 5 days, it's just like everyone is miserable. So it's about, relating whatever has happened that, yeah, okay, you're missing out on your gaming device for an hour this evening, and leave it at that. Or you're going to bed early, 15 minutes earlier than everyone else. Or let's say the treat that Nanny brought over, you're not getting that. So if we create consequences that are so off the wall that we're clearly not going to follow through on, then it's not going to work. So the more you set something, and the trick is to really kind of put your mean hat on and pick something that the kids really care about and follow through. And when the big part of it is the kids protesting and really begging you to, how can I earn this back? Follow through, do the time. And the reason we keep them short and sweet is that everyone gets over them quicker and you get on with your day. But like that, for let's say Maria's fella, who's still quite young, typically consequences are for children of like 3, 3.5. Below that, really, they don't understand. But as much as consequences, we focus on kind of the negative behaviours, it's also important to use consequences for positives. Like, yeah, you can have that extra hour on PlayStation, or yeah, you can stay out longer with your mates, or yeah, you can have that extra treat. So as much as we focus on, again, the negatives, it's also really important to focus on the positives too.
Brilliant advice, as always, Aoife Lee from Parent Support. Thanks so much for doing that to us today. And you can catch Aoife on Instagram. She's at Parent Support.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.